We're good.
What's up, Alex?
What's up?
What's up?
We're getting right into it, huh?
Yeah. Well, we're doing it differently now.
Okay.
We're just recording.
Coffee, making a mess.
We're shooting the shit, and then when we're ready, I say hey.
You want coffee?
And then Jeff decides if he wants to cut it, everything we said before or not.
Oh, so
it all depends if we.
And for the people who are wondering, why are we talking the English?
Why?
Well, like we said, if any of you guys listened to Alex's previous podcast, we mentioned that Alex does a lot of stuff on the internet, on Twitch, on YouTube, and everything, on the interweb, and most of his following speak English and understand English. Yeah. So it's we always feel that it's too bad for them and for him that because the podcast is French, that his audience can enjoy everything that Alex has to say on the podcast.
I don't want to waste coffee.
You don't waste coffee, Jeff.
Oh,
so today,
suck that up.
Okay. It's going to be an English podcast, people.
Is it not your first one?
It's your first
English podcast?
Well, I remember.
We do history today, boys.
Yeah, history, man. We fixed the cam. We fixed the light.
We're trying.
That's the only real reason why Alex is here, because he's going to fix shit for free.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always invited to things for free because I'm expected to fix camera gear.
So if you're good with lights and cameras, you're also good with mics and speaking directly into the mic, right?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Sorry.
No, that's good.
Jeff's got to call you out all the time.
My microphone, when I stream, I can literally be here and be like, and you still hear me fine.
What kind of microphone you use?
It's the HyperX Cloud. It's actually a HyperX headphone. Mic.
The thing is,
HyperX makes a mic.
Yeah, it's the quadcast. It's actually really good.
The thing is with that is,
there's a little what?
Button on. It's like touch. So you touch the top and it mutes it. So if I'm there, like in the house, and then somebody's screaming at me, something's gonna happen. Mutes, and I'm like, it's really cool. It's like red, and it's like,
do you find
that looks cool?
Yeah.
Do you find that it picks up too much ambient noise?
That's a good thing in a streamer house because
you
always want to pick the little things. The somebody comes in that the room or says something, you don't want it to be muted. That's one of the most important things. When I moved, I realized my camera needs to be angled towards the door, because if not, I'm losing content.
So that
people want to see
people come in.
Who's
something
that?
Happen. Boom. What's going on? One of her other roommate had the camera angled towards the wall, and they were like, "Dude, you're missing out." Because if I come in the house in the room and I'm like, and then it's not on stream,
it's
then
such a different world, man. The more you talk about it, the more I'm like, it's a different thing. It's not YouTube. It's not nothing. It's
weird, man.
Even if you're doing gaming, I get, because if I think of it, you always see a door, and then someone passed by, and then all of a sudden it's just moving. People want to know.
The chat goes crazy.
It's crazy, huh?
That's cool.
Because we have a mic similar to that, the one you have. I have the Audio Technica, the AT20 down there. If I do voiceover,
and
I love that one, and it picks up. I could talk from here. It's just for a podcast.
No,
it picks
the podcast. This is better.
That mic would pick up Gabrielle walking upstairs.
Oh shit!
Yeah, because when we do live music, I use that one, and I just put it in front on that mount, and it catch perfectly voice and guitar. Nothing plug. Everything is just ambient sound. So it's awesome for that.
And it sounds good.
It sounds good.
These sounds great.
And some podcasts do it with that, and I don't like it.
With that No.
Well, I'm guessing if you're in a closed area, like one of those rent out rooms with sound deadening, something on the ceiling and everything.
A real studio.
Like a studio.
We're in a real studio.
Well,
it kind of looks like a studio.
If you think about the first time you came down, Alex, we were in the other room.
Hold the upgrades.
The thing is, it's not.
So this is version 3.0 for
this
you.
Because
you were 1.0.
Oh, that's right. You can't.
And then 3.0.
Oh, man.
Episode 68.
It's cool.
We checked a while ago.
Yeah, 68, 92, and then you were under 20.
Under 20.
The first 20.
I was one of the first guests, I remember. I think you had your brother.
Yeah, my brother had Pialik, and then I had you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And I remember you brought your mug.
Oh, yeah.
You brought your own mug,
Now I was late yesterday, and I didn't actually come on time.
Late. You didn't come at all.
I didn't show up. I woke up at 2 p.m.
oh, man. That's what I thought.
You woke up at Two.
Crazy, man.
It's all right. We shot our own podcast.
Well, that's the thing. Jeff, we're here. Guys. What are we going to do? I said, we're going to shoot a podcast. Yeah, show must go on. We need content for Friday.
Yeah.
So we shot like 45 minutes of just...
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
It was a good 40 minutes. It was all right.
I like that. Me, that's 45 to an hour. I like that.
Yeah. 35 minutes of Fred.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a perfect ratio.
It's like Jay and Silent Bob. That's how you guys get paid Silent too, right?
Yeah, 30%, yeah. Can you imagine?
95 and 5. Yeah.
If that's how the money was split, you would hear Jeff started to talk more and more.
Be like, oh.
Like, just stop talking, Jeff.
Coming out with jokes and he has a book and everything.
Yeah. All right, just gotta think. Well, this is off topic. I want to get paid. No. I was thinking about that. It's off topic, but I was thinking about that because we met Alex in the school system because we both work at school. We
both love kids.
We love kids.
Yeah.
We don't bring them home, but we love them. Yeah. But
we invite them to your basement.
That's the thing. People ask, why don't you guys have more girl on the show? Because we had a couple.
That's true.
And why don't you guys? And people are like, yeah, you don't like women. I said, you know how creepy it is for me to drop a DM on Instagram, say, hey, me and my buddy were in my basement. You might want to come down for an hour or two.
Even if we gang up, like, Fred and I, we have this thing.
We have this studio.
It's called a podcast.
Yeah.
And we were wondering if you'd come down to the basement with us.
Yeah.
Like that's why we have
we kind of have it set up. We have a couch and lights and a camera.
I feel like Christian Grey. You want to see my room?
It's not the best selling point, I guess.
It's hard to get it's not hard to get people on. It's just, to me, to drop into someone's DM and say, you want to come in my basement and say.
And usually those are referrals. Like if we have some fans that are like, oh, you should get her. Well, ask them.
Right.
Like we're interested, but ask them, and then they'll contact us, and then we'll get it done.
And at the end of the day, that's the beauty of podcasting. Yeah. It's I'll do whatever I want. Yeah. You know, if I don't want any woman, I won't. I do. I love every guest we have. We have Joanie. We had Joanne. We had Louise. We had Danny, and we had a. That's the we had them.
Yeah, we had them. It's just their wives.
They're beautiful, strong women that had some leadership, and it just they're kind of
showed up on time.
Yeah, showed up on time. Actually, Alex, you're like 36 hours late.
All right, boys. All right, listen.
But okay, 24. Going back to the school.
All right, are we starting? Are
going
we
back
starting?
This was start.
Okay.
Right, let's make it official.
My viewers are gonna be lost. They don't understand what's going on. We need a structure here.
Yeah, we just. All right, people.
Stop.
Welcome to Sares dans la cave, episode 92. And today, ladies and gentlemen, straight from Big Boy Hollywood, California, Los Angeles, United States of America, one of our good buddies, Monsieur Alex Frenette, is here with us. Yay! What's
bonjour,
up, Alex?
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Okay. Oh, imagine.
What's up, guys?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Not too jet lag?
No, a little bit, yeah. I mean.
Well, you were sick? You looked like
you told me you were sick.
I was sick.
What kind of sick? Like from the mouth and the stomach?
Oh, it was like, dude, I don't even know. It was
sicky poo from the mouth.
Oh. No, I was just...
And coughing and
I was
fever.
Like,
and
it was bad. I was just... I think it was a big fever, and then I was like coughing. It was a mix of everything.
So you just needed mom to nurture you?
Yeah, I needed to just sleep and do nothing.
There's nothing like being sick at mom's.
Listen, I was grateful to be sick while I was home.
Yeah.
Because like I surprisingly haven't gotten sick too often when I was in Toronto, and same for LA. I haven't been sick in LA, but so coming back and being in the cold and then having mom, you know, oh, you want some food? Do this. And I was like, ah.
I remember like every time I got sick when I was in Ottawa, I always wanted my mom. That's the only thing I wanted.
Yeah.
I wanted my mom.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted my mom to put some Vicks under my feet with wool socks.
Nice.
But just to get to the point I wanted to make earlier, we met Alex in the working at school. I used to work at Place des Jeunes, PDG, which is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, if you guys understand that. And Alex was at 7th grade when I first met him.
Yeah.
And anyway, he grew up, he graduated, and then he met Jeff, and we met everybody. But
I think I met Alex before he graduated.
Yeah, I met Jeff through school as well.
High school. Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah.
I was.
And the thing is, it's like the one thing we never want to do, like we always want to encourage kids to follow their dream, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But we never want to be that voice that the kids will come to their house and say, yeah, you wanted me to be an engineer, Dad, but Mr. Jeff and Mr. Fred told me to be a YouTuber. Yeah. Like, that's the biggest fear, you know? Yeah. But you were the only exception to that rule for me. Like, every kid's like, yeah, Fred, I think I'm going to be like, you know, a bodybuilder. I said, no, you go to be a teacher. You shut your mouth. But Alex was, I want to make video. You go, kid. You do whatever you want. You were my only exception of like, no filter, no Alex. You don't drop out of this. Yeah. You go do that. You go do this. Oh, maybe I'll say, little Fred. No, you don't.
Yeah.
So you were my one exception.
Yeah, yeah. I think the reason is because I was also pretty confused too. So it's like, I think that was one of the good things. Is like, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. My parents also didn't know what they wanted me to do. So they were like, just try something. And I was like, man, I don't know. I just don't want to do anything right now because I don't feel like I like it. And then my dad was like, well, you're like making videos, so go make videos. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Searched up Toronto Film School, and then boom, boom, in a couple months, that's what happened. And I've been, you know, I had a good time over there. It was fun. And
it's crazy.
I don't regret it. So
it's crazy because for your whole life, that's mostly what you did. You know, making videos, making stop motion. Ever since I knew you, you were 12 and you were always on that. And
yep.
To be in 11th grade, I remember you like I just don't know, Fred.
Yeah, yeah, I was like,
because all your life was that, but how do you bring that into a real life and be realistic, being from batters, like looking around for opportunities, and you're like, oof.
Yeah, this is rough.
So it's kind of cool that you push through that, and you just, you know, you're still looking. That's the beauty of it.
I'm still figuring it out, but yeah, I mean.
Well, I mean, you're 32 now, 39?
47. You're getting old, Alex.
I'm 16. No, I'm 20. I'm turning 21 in like 19 days.
So that. Oh, because you're not even.
I'm not even legal
drinking age.
No, I don't.
In the States.
I don't drink in LA.
Of course not.
No, of course not.
No, you're never touched a drop.
No, Mama Renee, you listening?
Yeah.
Alex never touched a drop.
My mom will be lost. We'll need subtitles for this one. My dad's be good though.
I always wanted to do that. Is to put English subtitle on all of our videos.
Oh yeah.
But
it's a lot
more. It's just not the real thing at all.
No.
I would just like. Put whatever conversation I want to have.
Talking about marshmallow.
Like, just, you know, marshmallow, you know how to feed. And then I pet and cush, and I, oh, Fred, you shouldn't. Your temper, your heart disease will get you. And just.
You should do this one with this one.
Oh, man.
In French, though.
We should.
For your French audience, they're like, what are these guys talking
about?
It's
good that you're asking Jeff to do
because
what I don't want.
The thing is, when we first started, I used to do all of that. I used to edit. I used to do everything. And then Jeff was like, I want to be part of it, too. I want to do stuff, too.
It's funny how I don't sound like that. I was going to offer you more coffee, but I'm just going to empty the whole thing into my mouth.
I said, be happy, Jeff. If you want to edit, edit. You know? Mm-hmm. And then ever since that day, he's complaining. Oh, you want me to hit it now?
I just wanted a $2,000 laptop. That's all I wanted.
You old couple fighting.
Yeah,
like,
well, you know, we're close to 100 episodes together. Oh, fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, what? It's already gone?
It's already gone.
That's what it's a two. It's
that's
a
what
two
happens
cup.
When Fred.
You sure you don't want. You want
no, I'm good. I'm good.
No, he doesn't want.
No, I'm good.
He's busy. He's a 95%er here.
Yeah, man. Sure. I need to talk at half time.
Yeah.
So we named your mom. Okay, we said her name a while ago, but I'm just wondering, like, what kind of boundaries, or are there any boundaries at all when you stream?
Yeah. Oh.
I like personal life.
I'm gonna
from
have
your
to,
personal life.
You're gonna have to.
Are
turn
you
that,
wide open?
You, I'm gonna sue you. You gotta turn that podcast down.
What'd you say?
Listen.
Because chat will
good,
ask you a
that's
bunch
a
of
good
questions.
Question. Yeah, yeah. I have been pretty, pretty like. I mean, I guess the thing is, like, it would be different if I would be, like, known as a gaming streamer, but I'm, like, a personality streamer. So it's important that, like, people understand who I am and what I
do.
That's
the selling point.
And my family, my friends. I mean, they don't need to know that much about my family, which they don't. I talk about it here and there, but they know a lot about, like, my background, and I've explained about them, like, what I did as, you know, I talked about the growing up story and all multiple times. But... I don't know. I think one of the main thing is that I would definitely keep a relationship private for a bit.
Because I feel they would get involved in that
stuff. Well, yeah. That's the thing. It's a good thing. Because the thing about Twitch is that it's so raw. It's really raw. It's really like what you see is what you get, and it's hard to, you know, act out like what's going on. If like
don't turn it down.
I'm not turning it down. Continue.
It's hard when you have someone who doesn't know what Twitch is, get into the world, and then they're like, oh, I have to act a certain way on this camera. Like, what is going on? Like, you know, like, because some of my friends, like, I've streamed with a couple of my friends, like, back home, or even, like, some random people on stream, and they're like, oh my God, wow, you changed when you were on stream. Like, the camera opened. It's like, some of my friends came down, and they saw one of my roommate walk down the stairs in the morning, like, kind of, like, grumpy, kind of like, oh, hi, good morning, and then walk in my room and be like, what's up? And it was like a total switch, right? And it's like, it's so funny because like you have to literally look at it as if it's like a camera turning on, like a movie. Like when I walk in my roommate's room, it's like ready, set, action. And I go
You're
in
putting on a show.
I get ready and I go in for a joke. And I don't go in, like, maybe sometimes it looks like I go in casual, but I have maybe something planned in
my
mind.
Well, that's the thing, though.
And so I think like getting a relationship, coming back to that, is like a lot of people get really, really, how do you say it? What's the right word for it? The right term, like into someone's life.
Invested.
Like invested. Exactly.
Yeah, that's good, Jeff.
People get really
good English.
Thank you, 5%. It's really important for you know, people get really invested, which is a good thing. But when it comes to somebody who's out of the platform or somebody else, like a girlfriend, let's say, or a boyfriend, they would like people get like, oh no, do this, do that, and they want more and more and more and more and more. And then it gets to that point where that person might not feel comfortable with it, or others, or what if a breakup happens? Literally, like you're so happy about this girl, and then 2 months in, she's gone. Where is she? She's not on the streams anymore. What's going on? And then it's like it creates this like kind of like weird. Like, if anything, I would get if I'm in a relationship, I don't know. Maybe I am. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm not. But if something would happen,
maybe. Call me.
We never know. Give it the suspense. If something would happen, I would probably keep it like some of my friends did, where they keep it literally like undercover the best they can for like. Like some of my friends literally only like announced it yesterday that they were together after like, I think like 6 months of being together.
Okay.
And they just wanted to make sure it was worth, it was good. And both of them are, this is different because both of them are actually streamers.
Well, that's the thing though.
So yeah, they announced it and everybody's like, what? No way. Some people knew, some people were making theories. I was like, I knew all along.
I'm in the know.
You know, I know that stuff. It's so funny. Like,
you've been lying to us for so long. Can you imagine? What are you doing?
Do you feel because people, you know, when you're on YouTube, you get the views, you get the da da da. That's how you get the money or sponsorship or blah blah blah. When on Twitch, people are like, "Here, Alex, $2, make me laugh." Yeah. Do you feel that's different? That's why like. There's a pressure for you to perform for them because they're like their parents. Do you feel like they're paying you to perform?
No.
Okay.
I feel like they pay me to appreciate, to show appreciation to what I do. Most of it, which is still like, most of it is like, I do something funny happens, boom, here you go, $10. Or some of it is like support to show like, oh, I've been talking about trying to save up for a computer. Here, take $20, take $50. Some people are super, super generous and like, and see potential.
And they want to see you
grow.
That's
what I see. I think that's one thing that maybe stresses me out is people that do see potential in me, which is a good thing. I'm
absolutely
grateful for those. Yep. But it's a thing where like, I see so much potential in you that I'm going to give you $200 and you're going to get that computer or you're going to get that camera. And I'm like, oh my God, am I worth it? Are you serious? Like, I get that money. Like, when I started in Toronto, started streaming, I would get like the first donations I got, I remember like $10, $20. And I'm like, what? Why are people doing this? Like, thank you. Thank you so much. And then it's still how I see it in my head. Maybe I don't, it doesn't look at it as much like, oh, thanks for the 20, man. Oh, by the way, and then this happened. And like, I kind of like pass it over or something. And I'm still super grateful for everybody who even just watches me. Doesn't even.
Because I remember you, talking about it that I think the first time, is it you wanted a computer or you wanted to go to Comic-Con in the UK?
It was TwitchCon,
TwitchCon. You wanted to go to TwitchCon. And then
Berlin.
People say, just do a fundraiser, people. Yeah. And then
And then boom, it happened.
Same thing with your the other computer you bought. Yeah. Like, yeah, Alex, just make an addition.
Oh, yeah. It's something that's definitely like super stressful for me. Like TwitchCon, I was like, yeah, it would be great. I would love to go meet. Like for me, it was to meet Leslie for the first time. And then in under a week, people raised like $2,500. And I was
crazy,
like,
man.
I could not understand it. And I was like, and I was also in a situation like sometimes it's tricky because like I never want to ask for money because like I need money to survive too. So if something happens, like I don't want to be like, oh, by the way, I'm not going to TwitchCon because I actually need to pay for rent. Like I don't want that to ever happen.
No.
And so like, yeah, sometimes when that stuff happens, like, oh shit, am I like, I'm over there in Berlin, and in my mind, it's like all this was paid by viewers. And like, if something happens, or I don't have a good time, or I don't make it like the full, I don't know. It's kind of like it's stressful. It's weird, but it's like, yeah,
like, because
I see what you mean. But at the same time, the person giving you five or two or $200, they've thought about it a bunch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like a 10-cent tip.
No, for coffee. No. Oh, no.
It's usually you've put your credit card inside.
You know what you're
Twitch
getting
machine.
Into, you know?
You know what you're getting into. And at the same time, like, if I really enjoy something and there's an opportunity for me to build up that content to make
to make that
Twitch, that streamer's life easier so that they can give me more content and keep going, it's an investment that anybody who appreciates it.
And I feel the same thing towards our sponsors, because it's the same thing if I think of Gino or I think of André.
Yeah.
André, like, I'm not going to say dumped a lot of money, but he gave a lot of money for us to have this table. Gino gave a lot of, even Antoine gave us some gear, like, because, like, I like what you guys are doing. I want you guys to be comfortable. Yeah. I want you guys
to be able to do it.
And it's just, you know, without those people, and you don't need a lot of people. It's just,
no.
But it takes so little in your life to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't need a major crisis. It's not necessarily someone who in your family that passes away. It's not one of those things. It's like, you know, I'm 2 months behind on my cell phone bill.
Yeah.
Like I can't do this anymore. There's no time. No. I got to go out and work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's the little things that always.
No, and I think because we talked about it like when we started getting sponsors and even our Patreons, like we at first we felt the pressure, like, okay, we need to give more, after a while I'm like, look, we were doing something before, they liked it, they gave us money, they helped us, they brought up some stuff. We're going to keep doing what we were doing.
Yeah. And I think that's why your brother stopped being a Patreon too, right?
No, he said he called me. He called
you calling me out of the, you're calling him out of the podcast?
Yeah, no, I'm going to say it out. My brother, you want to know something funnier? Because we were, if you were a Patreon, you would get $5 off our t-shirts.
Yeah.
And he wanted a t-shirt for his wife. So he signed up for Patreon just to get that $5 off.
Yeah.
Because in his head, he was like, well, that's 3 months of Patreon. Da, 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 da. And then, but he called me when he dropped out and he said he switched his visa, his old visa. Mm-hmm. He killed it and he's getting a new one. So he said there'll be a little transition.
Yeah, I killed my visa too. That's why I can't.
Yeah, that's why. But so now you're in Cali.
Yeah.
But like you were saying,
LA, the city of angels.
You're right in Los Angeles.
I'm right. I can't. That is one thing I can't talk about. Where I am located.
Oh no, man! Can you imagine?
Because people would not come from me, but come from my roommates, and so I would.
Has
not
it happened with other streamer house?
Yeah.
People,
100%.
How do they figure out? They just.
Oof, dude! It can be anything. It can be. Oh, look! I got a new package. FedEx is here. Boom, shoom. Show it to the camera for 2 seconds. Boom,
and then freeze frame. Pack the address.
Someone click. Oh, I got the address. Well, I'm gonna call the cops on them. And I'm gonna say there's something happening in that house. That's called swatting.
I seen some compilation
and that is
of that.
Terrifying.
You know, man. That's the thing that. Well, people are always gonna be. You know what I mean? There's always gonna be awesome people, and there's gonna be people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I feel
5%.
Yeah, I just feel that.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know.
Well, there's
at the same time,
you can't, and you're not streaming for them. You're not doing your thing for them. No. You're doing it for yourself and for the fans.
But you always. Can't, you can't escape it, though. No, there's always going to be something.
Oh, no, no, because at the end of the
you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's terrifying. I mean, yeah, there's some things that, that happen. And it's like, when I went to streamer camp, this event that I did, one of the people I were with, their account got hacked. Their whole cell phone got hacked. It was a whole thing where they literally got into every single, they got into their Twitter, they were posting on their Instagram, they were posting on their dog's Instagram, like posting people like, go follow these people, blah, 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 a bunch of stupid, you know,
crazy
stuff. Yeah. And the Discord, which is the platform we use to like communicate while planning the camp, yep. got also leaked, and in there was the address of the house we were in. Like, we stayed in this nice, super nice Airbnb for a full week, and the hacker was in there, and we started freaking out at 2 a.m. because the address was leaked. And I was like, and we're like, oh, what if that person is trying to, like, and I, everybody was staying in that Airbnb, everybody was staying upstairs, and I was like, no, I'm chill, like I'm down to sleep like downstairs on the couch and stuff. But that was before I knew, and so I had a bed set up downstairs, and it's a nice, like, it's a super nice house, and so all around the house is like glass, it's like all glass panes, right? So it's all windows, and I just see, I look outside and I see darkness, and I'm like, if something comes and kills me, I don't want to. I was like, I was so close to the stairs getting ready to, if something happened,
did
I was
someone,
bolt
did someone
us.
Went by the
no,
house?
No, somebody, nobody came, but it was this.
It's just the
it was
idea.
Like this idea of somebody coming in and breaking. I was like, no, man, I'm going to die.
And 99% of the hackers, all they want is just to show you that there's a way in.
Yes.
That's all they want.
That they can
just
do it.
Show you that they can do it, and then
they
like
want
the,
some clout or something.
Like the big PlayStation hack.
Yeah, well, that's what I was about
to
say.
That's all it was, and because Pat got hacked, his Sony account got hacked, and all of a sudden he had several thousand dollars worth of Sony PlayStation games.
Yeah,
and that's all they did. They got in. They bought everything at like the deluxe price, so $169 or whatever. So every game
with his money.
With his,
I thought it was a gift.
No, they maxed out his credit card through.
Yuck.
And that's all they wanted to do is just buy the games and leave. That's
just
all
to show. Hacker mostly is just to show. Yeah.
My Fortnite account got hacked once.
$300.
But then my dad's account got refunded. I got a battle pass for free.
Bam. Woo! Winning.
So, yeah, that was way back when in season like two. So it was, but yeah.
Back in the day when it was still a bud. It wasn't a flower yet.
Is your mom and dad watching your stream at all?
Yeah, they do sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
My mom, I don't think my mom understands. It's funny because, so I've made, I told them to make accounts. And so my dad's is Exla dad. My mom is Exla mom. And then my sister is Exla sis. And then I'm Exla. And because before I was Exla crafts, or then they were, I don't know.
Anyways, yeah.
So, and then my mom somewhat understands, but it's so funny. Like, she comes in the chat and then she's like, hi, Alex. Comment ça va? Comment ta journée? And I'm like, oh, hi, mom. Yeah, it's great. Everything's fine. And then,
Oui, bébé. All right. My youngest just shit herself. I'll be right back. You guys do your thing. Now's your time to shine, 5%.
So you listen to Pink Floyd? No, I'm kidding.
Well, no, but basically...
No, but your mom gets in the chat. She doesn't know exactly.
She doesn't know what's going on.
That's
but
an ecosystem. Like, everything moves in the chat.
But everybody in the chat knows that it's her because I have her as a VIP and everything. Nice. So they're like, oh, hi, mom. And they raise at her. They're like, hi, Alex's mom. They wave and stuff. And then so it's funny because only when I got back for Christmas, she was like, oh, by the way, What am I supposed to do when people wave at me and stuff? Like, am I supposed to say hi? Do they know me? I'm like, well, they know you're my mom and blah 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 and stuff. And she's like, oh, okay, so they're nice. And I'm like, yeah, they're nice. They're my viewers. They're cool.
Am I supposed to emoji back?
Yeah. She doesn't know, and it's so funny. But my dad understands a bit since, like, because I went to TwitchCon 2016 with him before I even started in the scene. He came with me. It was like my graduation, like.
So where was this?
That was in San Diego.
Okay.
And then and 2 years later, I went to Berlin.
I thought your camera was your graduation gift at that time. Was that
No, that was me. I paid for that.
For you. For
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
okay.
That was for me.
To you from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I remember you showing me that little deck of card camera.
Yeah.
And you had the lens on it.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah,
And I'm like, oh, that looks like a cute camera. And you're like,
It's expensive.
I'm like, what do you mean?
For me, I mean, it's still a lot of money. But it's about like.
But at the time, like you're 17 years old paying.
It was like, oof.
A lot of money.
And it's been through hell and back, man. I brought that camera everywhere. I still use it, yeah.
No way. Yeah. Is that your... No, that's not the A6.
A6300, yeah. That's it.
So you're still running that?
The little black camera Yeah. It's a great camera. Wow. I've had it for like almost four years, yeah. And it was... Yeah, I love it. And I'm trying to save up for a bigger one now. I'm trying to go like on the big Sony League, but those are a lot of money. Those are like $3,000 cameras.
The A7...
7R3 that I want, yeah. So that's the next one. But
a buddy of mine has one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He had the Mark II. Now he has the 3.
The 3 just came out recently.
Wedding pictures. That's what he does.
That's so nice.
And family pictures.
They're great for video too.
Oh yeah. No, they're all right. He's just changing a diaper. I know it moves around. Okay. It moves a lot. Coffee's good.
Ooh.
Coffee's good. Yeah.
This is the first time I ever drank black coffee.
Are you kidding? It's very light. Like when we French press it,
yeah.
It doesn't have like a harsh bite.
Yeah.
Which makes it enjoyable at the table and refreshing. So
it's the best coffee I ever drank.
And it's black.
It's a shame you can't drink. No, it's actually good. I really drank it.
No, he said it's the first time he drinks black.
Black coffee.
Black coffee.
Oh, yeah. What are you usually taking it?
I don't know.
Well,
like
you're still a child, right?
Yeah, I don't even drink like beer.
Yeah, well, of course not. You just told
me. No, it's illegal here.
You could hear.
Yeah, I could hear. Yeah. But
well, you
like
don't have to.
No, I don't.
Like, do you drink coffee at all?
No. The only time I will drink coffee is if like, I wake up and I want to do an early stream. I gotta crack myself on coffee and then I drink like we have a little like Keurig machine or espresso machines.
Wouldn't you rather just have a Red Bull or?
No.
Oh my god! I had a Red Bull.
Don't talk about the Red Demon.
I had a Red Bull once on stream, and I swear to God, like when the camera is on and it's live and there's people watching, like my adrenaline level like goes up so many levels, and I swear the Red Bull
almost,
show,
man.
I thought my heart was palpitating and I thought I was gonna die.
Nice.
I was like, no, this is the end, I'm gone.
I drank once when I was 14. It just came out.
Yeah.
You could buy the little six pack and energy drink, let's get some energy. I was hyperactive and almost die. I didn't know what was going on. It's too much.
It is a lot.
You don't have any little thing to keep you going.
I got the natural energy.
That's cool, man.
You have like a ritual before you go live?
No, I don't have a ritual. I literally just like, I try to plan sometimes. I like write notes. It depends on like if I have a planned stream and I want.
Well, that's the thing. That was my next question.
For 12 hours, yeah.
That was my question. Like, do you plan ahead? Topics? Do you plan? Oh, okay.
So sometimes. Sometimes if like I'm like, I'm just going to squeeze in the stream. I know I have like a dinner with someone. I'm just going to like go in. What's up, guys? And like I can be like the intro of a stream can literally be like an easy 1 hour of me being like, yo, hey, what's up? Saying hi to people.
Because they're getting in.
Like
and
saying like what I did this morning. I can like make up like. For streaming,
I took the best dump this morning. It was awesome.
No, but you have to
learn. You should
learn.
Saw it coming out. You just
okay. You guys should know.
Clean log.
One wipe.
Cut
that
this
was
out.
Good.
Okay. No.
We don't.
No, it's like, I don't wipe. I have a bidet.
Jeff
has a bidet.
You really?
Of course I have a bidet.
We have
Of course. I've had it for a month. Like, of course.
Like,
of course.
Life changing.
We have what?
François, do you see François Bellefeuille's video?
On the bidet?
I think on the bidet.
No.
He had one installed.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Brian Landry or Nate? Someone tagged me
because
he saw François Bellefeuille put one in. Quebec comedian.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've had that for.
I went to see.
He has a clip on one. Don't get excited.
He had the exact same clip on one.
Yeah.
I
saw François in a show once, and he's
hilarious.
I was crying. It was so
funny. Do you go? Do you go down to the Comedy Store or anything to go see stand up in LA? Or
I haven't done. Surprisingly, I haven't done that much like in LA. All
right.
I want to do more. Like right before coming here, I did the Hollywood hike.
Oh.
That was really. That was like. Oh my God, I remember. So I took my my drone is like, I need to fix it. It's broken. But my roommate Leslie, she just got the new Mavic Pro with the Hasselblad camera. So that is literally like, Hasselblad is like a professional cinema camera, and then they did like a collab with DJI. So it's like amazing camera quality for the, you know, the size of the drone. And and I went, I did the hike. It was super fun with a friend. And then I got there and we planned it so it was like sunset. And I took out the drone and it was like we were over the clouds. And I swear I started flying the drone. And it was a moment like I could come back to that moment in the rest of my life, because like that's something I've always wanted to do ever. Because like the first thing that kind of got me more seriously into like, you know, video and stuff was when I bought my first drone a couple years ago, right?
And you did that video with the fist.
Yeah, the fist spot. I'm out. Yeah, exactly. That's where like everything kind of, I mean, I've always done videos when I was a kid, but that was like the start of like
filmography.
This can be something.
Yeah.
And when I was there, like, you know, Hollywood Hills, like filming the Hollywood sign, that is like the thing, you know, it's a cool,
I know what you mean, man.
It's a cool, like, you know, I don't know, goal or something, checkpoint or something. And I remember like I was flying it and I had like the chills. I was like, I was so happy. It was so fun. Like, I have a couple photos. I don't have the video here, but
you know, and it's those like, moments that you're like, it's not about the money. It's not about anything. It's about me being here doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's, and that's
and the $2,000 drone.
Well, you
did
know,
you fly over the hills to go to Porno Valley?
So this is like, wait, let me.
Was that your drone or Leslie's?
This is Leslie's, yeah. But look
so
at this.
Just in case anybody's wondering, and any of Alex's following is watching or will be
this
watching.
Is beautiful,
his
man.
His phone screen is cracked.
Okay.
So if you want to set up something so that he actually, you know, he can see your DMs.
Yeah.
Because he can barely see your DMs through that phone.
Because
people that make it.
You talk about that first video for Festival des Ramas, and every time I think about that, I'm like, I know you're out there. I know you're doing your thing, but does it ever cross your mind that you coming back around and doing stuff like that, you could earn a good living around here? Because nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
There's some.
Yeah, but with a young mind, with his knowledge,
no.
That's the thing.
With his experience.
So, yeah. With experience and knowledge and your background, you could kill the game. I know it's not that exciting to say, oh, I'm going to go to Bathurst, film some festival. But does it ever cross your mind, like, I could go back home and live from that?
It does. Yeah. I mean, definitely. I think one of the kind of good thing is I know that it's kind of a plan B. And if something happens and everything falls apart and my life crumbles into pieces, I can come back and I can still somewhat do that. I can work on that and do some freelancing. But
plan Bathurst.
Plan Bathurst.
Yeah,
plan B.
Exactly. But I think, I don't know, I'm only 20 and I try to like shoot for the stars. And so like being in LA doing everything, it's like, oh my God, I am living like,
well, at your age,
dream.
You don't need a plan B. You should you should only have one plan. At 20, man, you should have one plan.
I've always thought about that. I've always said like, it's, I don't see the point of having a backup plan, because if what you want to do is your main thing, then do it and try everything you can to succeed, and then you never know,
and
stuff
you know,
can happen.
And
but
if you want to be in, you're where you should be, you know, right now. Yeah. Is that what you want to do? I know with the internet, it's everywhere. You don't need to be in LA to do the content you do, but at the same time, the vibe, the opportunity, everything is there.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, if I want to do French stand-up, I want opportunity, you go to Montreal.
Yeah,
that's
100%,
what you do.
Yeah.
You don't go to Moncton and fly. You go to Montreal. If that's what you want to do, it's the same thing with Helly. You want to be in movies, you don't go to Halifax and wait on the wharf.
No.
See? You go to LA, man. It's just there's just those cities. Same thing. If you want to be an American stand up, you go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to New Jersey. You don't go to Boston. You go to New York, man. See, it's just those iconic plays with that vibe. It's it's awesome, man.
It's just, I'm just going with the flow right now and hoping for the best. And then I don't know. I'll see where that takes me. I'm just kind of literally going every day. Like, people are like, oh, so what you got planned? What's the big picture? I'm like, dude, listen, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. Coming back to the stream, like, sometimes I can plan out a little bit. If I want to do a special stream or a stream with a friend, I'll be like, yo, so this is going on. So introduction, and we're going to watch some videos. We're going to play 2 hours of this game, and then we're getting into the fun content. We're going to go make a pizza or something, right? And sometimes that happens while
you
plan it.
You do stuff like that, like going in the kitchen? And
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we have like a setup in the house where we have like cameras. We have multiple cameras, and all of our computers are actually connected, like, connected to the internet, so there's a way through OBS that we have like a plugin, and I can be on OBS streaming from my room and then switch scenes and boom, I'm in the kitchen. Yeah,
like, you guys have like a full TV set.
Yeah,
thing.
Well, we have.
Isn't that crazy?
We want to maximize. We want to maximize the streamer house. Like a lot of people, like it's happened. Like people have been in streamer house or YouTube. You know, Team 10, all these guys, YouTubers and houses, and that's has happened
Team
for the
10?
Past, yeah,
Jake Paul
for the past couple of years.
I don't know what that is.
It's like, I don't know, some
it's a Disney thing.
some younger YouTubers and like
c'est Jake Paul, le frère.
You know Logan.
Logan
Paul,
Paul his oh. younger brother Jake Paul. Okay.
He has like a mansion, and there are a bunch of
Team
YouTubers
10.
In there.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know.
What
it's
for them?
Yeah.
Team 10 yeah. with the Disney Channel flow.
Okay.
No,
never
right. mind. All right. Copyright.
So
Alex is like, don't ruin my opportunity with Jake.
What's that striking?
Don't insult Jake.
Oh, no. It's like I can't.
Wait, sorry.
But yeah, so I think it's like we're really pushing the. We're content creators living in a house, and we want to, like, when you want people to experience the house, and
that's a good
not
idea.
Just
man.
Not,
like
not just
that.
Like. You're not just in your room playing games alone. Like you can come out, go in the living room or in the kitchen, do some streams. We're trying to set up a podcast room, so we'll be able to
that's
do.
Cool.
I have an idea for a podcast I want to do. It's called. Well, I don't want to plug it on.
Yeah, no.
Ça reste dans le salon.
Ça reste dans le salon. It's a thing. I'm like in my salon.
Ça reste dans
le salon.
So I got my friend and we drink coffee.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We just try to get people on. We beg. Yeah.
But yeah, no. But basically, I don't know. We just want to try to experiment new things.
Well, you should. You're there to create content. Yeah. You should create every content you can. Yeah. Is there a lot of big food, like cooking? Is there any cooking on Twitch or?
Yeah, it's getting more and more. There's a lot of like, it's so funny because, so whenever you do anything on Twitch, I'm looking at you guys. Every time you go on Twitch and you do a certain thing like gaming, there's some professional that come out of nowhere and like, nope, you're not supposed to do that, right? Oh, you try to do try to talk about a certain subject. Somebody's gonna tell you how to do it.
There's always that pro.
And when I started cooking, it's so funny because I don't really know how to cook. I just enjoy it because I think it's funny because I don't know how to cook, and people enjoy it too. But I go there and I start streaming and I start making a pizza, and 40 people come out and like. Well, so technically, you're supposed to mix the salt first, then you take the water, and I swear there's some Gordon Ramsay's in that chat.
Yeah,
and I am like, wow, well, thank you, guys.
That would be awesome.
But you're telling me this, you're telling me that, and so it's just like, I feel like when I'm cooking with chat, with stream, I have the screen, right, and they're all like talking to me, and it feels like I have a bunch of little mouse like on the desk.
You're in Ratatouille.
Like, you do this.
You're in Ratatouille.
Yeah, almost, but there's like 20 mouse on my head trying to tell me different things.
Oh, man. You know,
so and you have funny. The recipe.
That's why. Yes, that's why I would not have any lifespan on Twitch. Because first experience like that, I would be. I'm gonna find where you live. Yeah. I'm gonna show you what to put the salt first.
Well,
I would be.
Some people were like that. You
yeah.
Can
well,
do that.
That's the thing. And some people would love that reaction, and they would keep pushing. Because
as long as you stream the reaction.
Yep.
Well, it would be funny. Me, that's my dream. To just stream me losing my temper on everything.
Yeah, nice. I mean, that's literally the brand of multiple people. One of the largest streamer on Twitch, his name is Dr. Disrespect.
What
he does is he's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Whoever he talks about, whatever game he plays, he's always, but he's like, I'm the best and nobody's going to tell me otherwise. And that's his character. It's literally a character.
He has the mullet and the sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah. And the mustache and everything. And he's one of the top on Twitch because people find it so funny that the character he plays. And some other people, they're raging and every game they play, they lose.
But to me, that's more fun
doing
what Dr. Disrespect does than gaming and then petting feuds, like just losing your temper because you're not winning.
Yeah.
You know, come so, but not everybody can be Dr. Disrespect.
But losing your temper and not winning can be seen as, oh my God, this guy's actually raging, or no, this guy's not raging. He knows how the game works.
He knows what he's doing.
He's playing with it, and he's breaking his keyboard, and people find it funny or people find it scary. But, like, he knows, and, yeah. and it's just, it's part of the game. Like, people are always like, dude, why is this guy so dumb? But some people are smarter than people think they are.
Oh, for sure, man.
And you like, Twitch is like, dude, welcome to entertainment, baby, because, like, everybody here is here to make it. And so,
do you think the people watching know that degree? Because, you know, people are... people are watching, oh, this is genuine. This is what...
Yeah.
But...
A lot of people don't
from know. Your perspective, and even from our perspective, when we do something like we're still putting on a show, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's augmented reality. That's what I always
for
say.
Sure, man.
It's like over exaggerated, and it's like everything is faster, quicker. Your brain runs faster. Like you're in the house and you're streaming, and like holy geez, jokes come out of nowhere, and you don't even see them. Like sometimes I talk faster than I can even like. You know, my brain works faster than I can. Yeah.
You don't want to miss a good job. You don't want to miss nothing.
No.
You want
always
every joke
like boom,
to
boom,
be
boom,
there.
Boom, boom, boom. And it's like, coffee or not, like you're ready to go. And
well, to me, that's, it's, the way you're talking is the same feeling I have when I do a live show.
Yeah.
There's an audience. You and sometimes the joke will, I have like a I know where I want to go.
Yeah.
But jokes will just crumble on their way. I'm like, oh yeah, this is gold, 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 gold. So it's, I understand there must be a way different pressure because this to me, it's zero pressure. And that's why I like it a lot because it's a big difference from my stand up.
Yeah.
Because stand up is that, all right, you need to make them laugh. You need to be quick. You can't stumble on your word. You can't miss a beat.
Yeah.
But here it's like,
If this podcast was live, oh my God, the 95 and the 5% would be, it was like, it would be like a you guys would not realize like how like, you know, this is like a chill.
We ran it live for a while.
And you did. You guys did. And it's different, right?
It's different.
And that's
it's like, you're like, holy shit, I got to be funny. Something's going to happen. And like, some people are watching.
And it's crazy because it's not that we don't want our fans or the people viewing to have their say. Like, we're open. It's just when we starting having that with the chat and then, well, some people, why are you not answering me live?
Yeah,
and then as soon as I answer them, some people, well, you shouldn't answer. It breaks the stream of the conversation.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, what do you want? Well, answer, don't answer. So, like, I want people input, but this to me, and like I said, Jeff, as soon as we switch, like, because when we stepped out of the couch, we stopped doing the live, basically, maybe 2 or 5 episodes before.
Yeah.
And to me, it was a big step up for the conversation part of the game because I don't have to go like that to see someone on the couch or sitting. This is grounded. And I know it's stupid, but this is way
you're
more.
You're a repeat guest. This is your third time. We said a while ago, you were on the OG couch, the futon.
Yeah.
It was a futon.
It was a free futon.
It was a free futon.
The best kind of futon.
And then we moved to the free couch.
Yeah,
thanks,
free couch.
Leon's.
The best kind of couch.
That's right. Yeah, that's a free couch.
Leon's.
And then you move to the chair and the table.
The free table.
Nice table.
This is.
Oh, I wish I could have that in LA. This is. Do you know how expensive this would be to get in
LA? Well, this is cherry wood.
Yeah.
And it's 4 feet by 8 feet, 2 inches, and this is all hardwood. Like
this
table retail around here, not the legs.
Yeah.
Only the top is $1,300.
Oh yeah.
This is bare. And then to get this build. Like all the frame, this is all steel frame and built by one of our friends.
Yeah.
That would be a lot more. So this is like $3,000
damn.
Worth of table just to sit.
And you guys got this for free?
Free. Sponsors, Cabinet Supreme, Little River Polyculture.
Yes. That's really nice.
And to me, that was because we all have, people can say whatever they want about Joe Rogan. Is it a hype? Is it not? For me, that's what it started all for me
because
it was the first time I understood podcasting. I understood sitting down. To me, it brought back because I never sat down for more than an hour.
Right.
And to listen to a conversation for an hour, never in my life
because
that's what not how we were brought up. There was video game. There was different things.
It's pretty new. It's pretty recent.
So
there was an exchange. There's usually an exchange when you sit down.
As soon
for a
as
while,
I
right?
connected with that, I was like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
And you know, when you think of Joe Rogan, you think of the setup and you think of the table. And so that's why the big table, we wanted a big table. And when we first started, we had GD on the other side was doing all the techie stuff.
Okay.
And to me, that was like a big thing because not having to care about nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, press play, you go.
Because we had, when we had the live, we had similar to what the chat would be, and people would just participate, say hi, and oh, we just
and I like
in,
that.
And, oh, that's funny.
I miss that.
You know, what are you guys doing next week, or what's going on with that? Yeah. And it was fine, and
but
and I enjoyed that.
We had to be clear, before that we were this is going to be a special episode. We're going to interact. Because if we were to say that this is a podcast and interrupt the podcast answer, people would not be happy.
Yeah.
So I see ourselves eventually maybe doing once in a while, going back on Facebook Live or something to get that interaction, because I miss that.
So.
I miss that.
Yeah.
I think
it's different. I think it's, it's definitely like, I think even if you don't communicate with the chat, even if we were live right now and you wouldn't even have the chat open, but there's people watching, there's like a thing that like you're always on your toes and you're always ready to like, oh, I can't say anything bad, you gotta watch out, and you gotta, you know,
and you have to keep going too.
Yeah, you gotta keep going, you gotta make it funny, and like you can't cut it out if something happens. It just goes.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think that's one of the fun thing. I definitely, I mean, if I, like, I want to work on my podcast, like, when I go back to LA and stuff. And if I do it, I'm definitely going to have, like, you know, guests. I don't want to set up a schedule. I don't want to be like, this podcast is going to be only 1 hour. And then after 1 hour, we cut it. Just, if something goes, if something works, it works. And I want to set up, like, probably certain segments where people can come in or, like, and send a message. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have, like, I don't know. I'm thinking of certain things to do, and I don't know.
There's some framework. There's even around what we're doing now, there's a little bit of framework.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of thought that goes into like what type of conversation we're going to have. I mean, we talked upstairs for an hour and a half or an hour before we came and sat down.
Yeah.
So there's always in the back of your mind that little game plan.
Yeah. But the thing is, the biggest thing, and we always talk about that, is it's okay to have structure. It's okay to have that, because you need that to have success. But don't put yourself in a box with a gimmick. Because us, when we started, it was like, okay, we'll be on the couch, we'll drink tea, and then we'll have those hashtag with tea and ta-ta-ta. And then after 15 episodes, I was sick of it. Yeah, I didn't want to. I don't want to use a play of word, and I don't want to talk about tea. You know, I just wanted to talk. So to me, that was a lesson. Like, I don't want a gimmick. Right. I don't want, like, I want to sit down, press play, and talk. You know,
hashtag coffee.
Hashtag coffee, that's the thing. I don't even like tea.
Yeah. Well.
Anymore.
Yeah. Used to like it. But it's just...
It happens.
We grew tired of it.
It's a... You guys already have all the equipment. It's just to sit down and talk.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. People will like it.
I think it's just... If I get the right people, the right guests, I would not go out of my way to get someone who I would go for just for, like, more attention and more views or whatever. I want to go and talk with people that I think makes a fun conversation and something that's funny. And
for us, that's usually the winning combination is getting someone that it's because we got high profile people when it comes to podcasts, when it comes to comedy.
Yeah.
And we noticed that
streaming.
Yeah. Streaming. Well, it's a streamer. No, for real.
Right. So, and we noticed that the highest view count, the highest comments, the highest just rating, overall likeness came with the homegrown people.
Natural,
like
fun conversation.
Every guy that came in and just talked about
whatever
their lives and talked about whatever exactly and people connected.
I think it's fun to have a mix though, because it's fun to give people what they want. I want to give people what they want, but you know, when we had Pierre Bruno Rivard he has a podcast in Quebec, he's a stand-up comedian, he has Le Carré de Sable, and he's like one of the top three French podcasts in Canada. And to me, having him here and we talked about tech, we talk about podcasting, to me it was meeting a hero, it was overwhelming. And
We fanboyed a little bit.
But that episode was for me and Jeff.
Yeah.
Because people don't know who he is, because the podcasting culture in French, it's not there yet.
No.
So that episode in my head was like, oh, this is going to be huge. It wasn't. But to me, it was still, you know, so
I want
to have those sometimes too, because I need to see.
Well, it's for
It's for daddy. It's one for daddy. It's just, I don't know, man. It's fun to have those.
It's cool. Yeah.
So you just got back from Hawaii.
Hawaii,
and you're telling me because you guys just booked that trip and it's a content trip,
dude. Yeah,
so it's a business expense.
Somewhat, I mean, gee, it was hard on the wallet,
well,
but
everything's a business expense when you
that's
when you stream.
When you stream,
so basically, we were in the living room one night, and we were trying to think of something we wanted to do before the end of the year. We're like, yo, we should find something where we have to chat, decide like where we want to go, anywhere in the United States. It could fall on Alabama, if fuck, you know, it could fall on or on Hawaii or on Missouri or anything, you know, like anything possible. I think it that was like the fun like
thing. It could land on something cheaper too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it was just kind of like fall on anything, and I think we have to make content out of it. We go for a couple of days or whatever, and then we ended up being like, oh, do we put Hawaii in there because Hawaii is kind of expensive and blah blah blah. And so we check, and literally while we check that night, we're like, oh my god, the flights are like pretty cheap, pretty good. And we're like, you guys want to go to Hawaii? And I'm like, and so all my friends, which are pretty comfortable when it comes to money, like, yeah, yeah, let's go to Hawaii. And I'm there like sinking in my seat like, can I even afford Hawaii? And so they're like, yeah, listen, we'll figure out a way.
We'll figure it out.
You know, boom, booking the flight literally like the next week, like the next like 2 weeks, into 2 weeks. It was just like, we're going to Hawaii. And I was like, I could not even process it. Like for me, like a lot, like I've said this multiple times, but I never really grew up traveling too much. Like my mom's a teacher, my dad's an engineer, and we camped a lot. We did a lot of camping, ski trips, but like I went to Walt Disney. I think that was in Mexico.
I didn't travel.
Like, some of my friends like every winter they would go to Cuba or all those places and travel all the time. And I was like, damn. Lucky them. And so for the past like 3 years, I've traveled like,
you've been
like
around.
10 times more than I would have traveled my whole life, right? And so, but I still never expected to go to Hawaii. And and so we get to Hawaii. We basically planned a couple things we were going to do. We're going to go on a catamaran. We're going to go scuba diving, see some fish, play in the waves, just a bunch of stuff. And it was just like overall, it's a super fun
trip.
How
long you guys were there?
We were there for about like, oh, what was it? 10 days? Maybe 10 days. Wow. Yeah. And it was like, oh my God. So we started off like in a more resorty place where it was like nice. Like you feel like you're like, wow, I'm just in a resort. It's nice. Yeah. Everybody, you know, the pool. And I like that. Don't get me wrong. No. It's fun. But once we made it to the other side of the island where we're just like in a random little village and it was like super like kind of like connected. You felt like you were in Hawaii.
And I was like, Moana. Everybody's like, this is the Moana stuff.
I was like, this is the cool thing about traveling. I love like when same thing when I went to China, like it was cool being in Hong Kong in the big city. I was like, wow, Hong Kong is great. But when we went in the little cities in the middle of nowhere where you get the good food, the good experiences, that was like the really fun thing. And then it was just like we got lucky with a lot of things. At one point we were going to this beach that's known to have like some of the biggest waves, and then we get there, there's a Billabong world championship of surfing, and there's the best surfers in the world on the beach there. And there's people. So we got the Anthony taking the wave. He's accumulating 2 points. Oh my god, this is incredible! Like we're just watching that on the beach. It's like I was like, where the hell am I? What is going on? Man. This is so awesome. Fun. And
you know, being in LA, you're like, all right, there's nothing that can step this up. But flying from LA to Hawaii, like you're still mind blown. Yeah. So it's fun to.
It's different. It's different, definitely. Temperature was like, wow.
Is it warmer than LA?
It's humid because you're in the jungle, right? So it's kind of like it's like really humid and hot. LA is really nice, but it's dry.
Yeah.
So I love it. LA is great. Like you feel like you live in a
people are
goddamn
like,
Instagram filter.
Is
like people
Alex
don't understand.
Complaining about LA right now?
Oh, no. I am not. Oh, my God. From living there 3 months, there was rain once.
Oh,
and
that's
I was
crazy,
like,
because
people don't really, people like, I went to LA twice where it was just like a week, right? And I was like, oh my God, I got lucky. I went there for a week and I got nice temperature, nice weather. But after living there for 3 months and not having a single, you know, drop of rain, I was like, oh my God, people live this life.
Oh,
because
man.
Like here, we want to hang out. Oh, check the weather. It's like automatic.
Yeah, we
always. Over there, I was like, wow, you don't even need
you
to
just
check.
Live.
You just go.
It's
do
a widget
whatever.
On our phones. Like it's minus 12 now.
Yes. We'll it's like we live around weather or rain or snow or wind, and it's like so bad. And over there, people like complain if there's a, it's under 20 like Celsius. It's insane. Like my friends walk around.
Under 20, that's shorts weather.
No, yes, but
shorts that's, and a t-shirt.
People don't,
I watch like some vlogger from LA and they're like, they have a hoodie and a fucking toque and they're like, yes, it's a little chilly in LA today, at 25 or something. I'm like, bitch.
I would be running behind them. Like oh.
10 and over.
Yeah,
I'm
10 and above.
Shorts with no shirt. I'm like, this is life.
Yeah.
So oh man,
people are not grateful. I mean, people don't know. But some of them like literally haven't seen snow.
If you've lived there forever.
It's like,
well, same thing from us around here. We have so much beautiful stuff around here. And when you grow up, you're like, eh, I want to get out.
True, that's true. That's
some people would kill for our beach or just for our shoreline or just
for a mountain,
the mountain and everything.
Just drive on the bridge in town.
Yeah.
Just drive on the bridge in town and take a look around. It's crazy. It looks really
just
really
when you
nice.
See it every day.
Yeah, no,
it's like the Hollywood Hill.
Vision,
growing up in the Hollywood Hill, you're like, this is a hill with a Hollywood sign.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's
to
where
me.
People get murdered.
So yeah, what's it?
Once upon a time in Hollywood, you guys seen it?
Oh man, no. 2 hours, 40 minutes of pure pleasure.
It was pretty nice.
I liked it. And Jeff didn't like it, so I won't spoil anything.
Oh,
but
no.
To me, that's what I love about Tarantino.
Yeah.
Because I look, I'm like, oh, two hours, 40. I'm like, oof, this is going to be long.
Yeah. But
oh, it's done.
Yeah.
It's just, and
it was an experience.
That's the thing, because there's action, but there's action like the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Before that, I'm like, oh, but you're still into it. I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you?
Yeah. It was interesting. It was definitely. It was not my favorite Quentin Tarantino film, but it was. I can appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it for sure, and I like that era. And you know, to me, DiCaprio being an actor, doing an actor, being a struggling actor, I'm like, oh, you're good,
dude. It's insane.
So many layers.
Well, he just thought like pre-Oscar. What am I gonna? Yeah, I'm gonna say myself pre-Oscar and
Pichy.
But he was struggling in that movie. It was fun.
Oh, but cool. It's cool to see, like, you watch him, you're like, okay, he's a struggling actor. But he's not. He's an insane actor.
Yeah. It's hella meta. It's meta acting.
Oh, it's beautiful. And then you see him catch the spark again and do a good scene, and he's like crying. He's like, all right,
so
it's cool, man.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Jeff, you got to leave at 1. We got to be out of here by 1.
Yeah, I
got
to be gone.
Alex.
Yep.
25. What's 2020 for you? What's your plan? What's coming up?
Doesn't have a plan.
No, that's the thing. You just
no plan. You can never fail if you don't got no plan.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but it's good to fail, though. You need to
fail.
Oh,
yeah.
If you know you're growing.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, he's got to fail.
I don't plan.
When was your last stream?
Before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
Already
back home.
Are you like, do you feel like withdrawal? Or are you?
I feel, it feels weird because it feels like when you don't stream, because that's the thing. That's the thing that sucks about streaming.
When you're off, people disconnect.
Not only that, but it's like, it's a feeling you get yourself and you create yourself. You're like, oh my God, I could be streaming. Yeah. I should be streaming, but I'm not. I want to take some, like, it's almost impossible to take some time off. Like, you never feel comfortable unless you've streamed already that day. If I stream in the morning, then I'm done with it. And I can like have the rest of my day be so comfortable.
I feel the same way about working out. I don't want to do like this morning. I wanted to play video game. Like, not before you work out.
You get it out of the way.
Yeah, it's out now.
Like,
you do.
Oh. But if you have to work out at night, the whole day you're like thinking. I have to go work out. I have to go work out.
Yeah,
it's the same thing about streaming, or I guess even working. It's like the same thing.
Yeah, I see that too.
But it's just a thing where like when you're the one who gives yourself, like when you're self-employed and you give yourself your own time. It sucks, man. Oh,
because people like you related to work, and yes, but work is so structured that you don't think that way. Because I know Monday to Friday I'll be 8 to 4 at school.
True.
But if someone would say, Fred, there's a list, get her done before the end of the week, then I would feel the same thing about streaming and everything.
Mm-hmm. So then your followers, your following, so you've been off for almost 10 days now.
Yeah.
So how can they follow you? Like, are you spread out? Like Twitter and everything?
I try. Yeah, I try my best. I don't think I'm still at that level where people are literally like, Alex, where'd he go? I mean, like, I might have a couple like fans here.
Do you get any DMs like, Alex, where you're at?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
okay.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, okay.
But like, I still don't think I'm at the level where like I need to be constantly updating people. I do say like Instagram is probably the best platform for people to keep up with me, because I try to post like nice, funny, quality stuff on my stories. Bro, I post a photo on Instagram every month, if so. Like, I love taking photos, but I'm just so, like, you know, OCD about it.
The thing is, it's...
You click it on.
If you look on your Instagram, that's the thing. Go through, like, a full year of history, there's not one shitty picture. It's beautiful. You know what I mean? So you don't want just... You don't want to tell your mom, hey, can you take a picture of me in front of the Christmas tree? Yeah. You don't want that.
No.
And the thing with story... And I fell victim to that too. It made everything so easier.
Yeah.
Why would I try to explain something through a text and a picture when I could just, hey,
video
guys.
It. Yeah.
And so I love story for that. And so.
Yeah, no, stories are great. I think everybody who's on social media, like when it comes to content creating and stuff, should be posting. Like when I entered my house, like when I moved there and I started talking to my friends, like, a lot of them are really big streamers and good streamers, but some of them like were neglecting stories. And I was like, guys, you guys need to post stories at least like twice or three times a day or something here and there. It can be anything, dude.
Just
it could be
people.
You being like, hey, what's up? Making a coffee. Because especially for streaming, people want to know what you're doing all the time.
Yeah.
I said this before. People are invested in their life and they're like, oh, Alex, what are you doing today? You're not streaming. What's going on? Well, then show what you're doing. Oh, what's up, guys? I'm going to eat food.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this nice food. Blah, blah, blah.
And people
trying
like
to make
that.
It funny, whatever. Yeah. You do whatever you want, whatever like, you know, sparks your brand or makes your stuff fun. For me, like, that's one of the main reasons why people like follow me on Instagram. I literally say, like, I try my best and like all my engagement comes from people messaging me and replying to my stories being like, haha, that's funny, or oh my god.
I would say 90% of interaction is through Instagram me too, and it's like people would comment on picture, their likes are there for the picture, but when you want to laugh, you want people to interact, it's the stories. It works. It's just people like it.
Yeah. For me, I see the feed. I mean, I planned that even if it was like I was not into like Twitch or you know, content creation and whatever a couple of years ago, I've still always liked to have my feed like nice, like almost like a portfolio, a thing I want to demonstrate. And like, if a brand ever comes to me and they're like, yo, Alex, we love your photos. You want to do like this certain, like, it's like a perfect image for them to see and be like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. And I think he could do a good job with an ad or a sponsor.
They don't have to go through 40 hours of your.
It's funny because those first 9 pictures.
Yeah.
Me, I'm always going to check. All right, I'll go to my profile. I'll see, like, without scrolling, what do I see?
Yeah.
Does this reflect, like, is it, like, if I want, let's say it's mostly my kids, my stand-up, the podcast. Mm-hmm. Is it those 9 pictures that you see with the bio? Is that what it reflect?
Yeah, yeah.
If it is, I'm like, all right, if someone finds it, or like you say, someone, we're good.
Yeah.
Talk about Instagram. I posted a story on our Cerez à la Cave page and asking if people had any question, and we had we had 2 people. Well, we had 3 people. 2 of them were asshole. Me.
One question for me was Jesus Christ.
Vas-tu être présent aujourd'hui? So are you going to be here today? And then Jeff said, why would you not here yesterday? So we won't count those. So we have Maxime Boudreau who is asking, what is your next trip?
Oh, what is my next trip?
Do you have a next trip?
And you can't say back to LA.
No.
That's obvious.
No. Next trip, dude, it's hard because like for the past 3 years, all my trips have been like planned in like a week or two or whatever. So
It's just
right now, nothing is confirmed, but me and 2 of my friends from Toronto are trying to go to maybe Bali.
Oh,
go to Bali for
I heard it's crazy.
Like we're trying to go there for like a full month, like get a house there, and that would be by the time like that would be when I'm like out of the United States and I have to be in Bathurst. It would be one of those months, so I can at least go there, do some work, and so that's what we're trying to do. Apart from that, I don't know, dude. Next trip. I've always wanted to. Yes, actually, maybe Amsterdam. TwitchCon Amsterdam. That's coming soon. And then apart from that, Iceland would be what I want to do. But I don't know.
I love those Nordic villages and all that's the history from Iceland.
Some of the people I know that travel quite a bit what they do is when they know they're going to Europe, they'll plan a few days. They'll stop in Iceland.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because
they'll
can
stay
fly.
There a few days and then they'll fly from there. Yeah. And then they'll fly back and they'll stay a few more days and then go back. Because 3-4 days in Iceland, you still get to see a
lot. Is it because it's cheap from Iceland to Europe or just
it's not
close?
Not necessarily because it's cheap. It's a good place to visit. It's a good place to see. And it's
is it that beautiful?
That
I heard it's
more
incredible.
It's like not that much more expensive to stop by Airbnb and then...
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's kind of like... A lot of people, like, they filmed a lot of movies in Iceland because, like, it's almost like another planet.
Yeah.
Like, there's, especially winter and stuff, they film, like, scenes, like, from, like, in space. They film, the like, Interstellar and stuff. Like, some of that stuff was filmed in Iceland because, like, it looks like a different planet. And the time, the way the sun works and stuff, like, they film apocalypse movies in villages because at nighttime, at, like, 3 a.m., it's... Like just bright. It's bright in the morning.
Yeah, but
it
it's
looks
night.
Like, and but it's nighttime.
And the island, when it comes to, it's relatively new. Like the island is relatively new.
It's not developed at all.
It's a few it's million like, years. Like it's
Okay. That's cool, man.
So it's, that's why it looks the way it looks. Yeah. That's why the rocks are shaped the
so
way
nice
they were. Yeah.
And fresh. And
comment je dirais ça? It's not. It's je not that deep. I'm thinking too much, and this is not deep. You're telling me that you're going to start to put out some more content on YouTube soon.
Yeah.
So people can watch for that for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I'm excited for that. I love everything you always put out. And if it even if it's the daily vlog or just Uber Eat or anything, it's always fun.
Yeah. So. I'm going to try to mix it up. I have like different I can't always do vlogs because vlogs are super time consuming.
Yeah.
It's like I have to film it and edit it. I have a guy that helps me edit. His name is Seb. Thank you, Seb. What's up?
What's up,
Shout
Seb?
Out to Seb.
Hashtag Fiverr? No.
No. Just a friend that I met through Twitch, and he started making like meme edits of my streams.
Nice.
And like that's funny because like for me that meant so much because that's how I started kind of like into Twitch. I was always doing like meme videos of Leslie and stuff. And then once people started doing that of me, I was like, wow.
I'm there.
Only geez, like some people actually care enough to, and I know how much time it takes to edit damn videos. And when people did it for me or whatever, I was like, I was so honored. And so Sam started making those videos and then started making like actual full length video, like highlights of my Twitch like streams.
Nice,
so
man.
Just funny moments here and there, stupid stuff, making fun of me kind of like through editing. And people love that. And so like We've been trying to plan out a bunch of them lined up, mixed with vlogs, mixed with
awesome,
other
man.
Stuff, and then just like post them and hopefully, you know, try to get like something going on YouTube where I can attract an audience.
Yeah. Nice.
And you know, see how that works out. But I'm trying to like learn
diversify.
All of it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Spread myself and
yeah, because you never know what's gonna happen with one platform and another. So you don't want to be dry out one place and after build up from ground up on, you know, if Twitch crashed, which I highly doubt, but it's just it's sad to say, all right, you guys, I'll be starting back on YouTube.
Yeah.
Say? So it's fun to keep everything fresh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So no big plan for 2020, just living life.
Yeah, no.
Living the life I was born. California.
Just now, just chilling. Just keep making funny, dumb content on Twitch and try to make it and survive kind of.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And even when we were talking, we had Pierre Guitar on the show. He's a musician from Madran, from around here anyway. Yeah. And he was telling, he's in Montreal, he's making music. He said, I'm making $1,000 per week.
Yeah.
And people are like, is it glamorous? Nope. But I work 3 days a week and the rest of the time, I do what I want and I live from my music. So I think because living off of that, it became so mainstream now these days and so accessible. People are going to start not selling, but people are going to, okay, what would if I make 30 grand a year being a teacher, then if I make 30 grand a year doing Twitch, I'm golden.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the thing. It's and it's your passion. So
But the biggest but is how long can you do that?
Yeah, and what's your
People still haven't. We still haven't even like. We're getting to the point where some of the first YouTubers that ever, because YouTube is only a couple years old, the first ones are starting to stop. Like, I think PewDiePie is taking a break now, like a month and a two.
That's the thing. And to me, PewDiePie is the perfect example of longevity because he's like. Hey, how many times did he rebrand himself?
Oh, dude, so many.
It's crazy, and the ups and the down, and you're like,
the problems and the scandals.
I remember him having. I remember like a couple of years back, big office in London and big thing. Then all that is gone. Back to a room. Back to something. It's just, you know. But him, he's lucky. He set himself up that he should like he said. Like he started talking more and more about money lately, and he's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, he's good. He does not need more money.
Yeah.
It's just that's one in.
But that's the thing. And that's the, like, 0.0000001%. Yeah. Even more. Like,
yeah,
so,
it's
like,
more than that.
You can't even, like, compare that. And it's just, like, it comes to show, like, how long can you do it? We don't really know because we don't have, like, it hasn't been a thing for long enough to even know. So,
well,
like,
that's the thing.
Everybody who's getting into it right now is going in kind of blind. The only thing that people know is that it kind of makes money.
Yeah.
And that's a bad thing because, like, people are getting into it and they're like, oh my God, yo, I'm going to make money.
Well, that's
like,
the
TikTok
thing.
Is coming out now. Like, do, 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 boom, boom. And, like, people get into it because of that. And then, that's not. It's not gonna last them
it's
long not, before they,
no,
they
man,
start.
It,
like,
no, it's not the
right
thing.
Is it is. That's why. Like, if I think about this, and it's to me, you know, when you say this is a side thing, you don't want to insult what you're doing, and you know that's. But to me, this is a side thing. It doesn't mean I don't put the effort. It doesn't mean I don't like it. It means like I won't put everything I have in
all
this,
but
I don't want to stop doing this. And if I only do this and it doesn't work, then I have to stop.
Yeah.
But the way we're doing it now, with having job, side gig, plus this is another, I could do this forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's fun. So to me, I think it's going to settle down for the content creator. And most of them, they're not just doing content anymore. They're not having an 8-to-5 job, but they're doing little things here and there and branching out.
Yeah.
So I think it is what it's going to become, because, you know, the fewer top tier that's going to become the entertainers of the modern age, it won't be all of us.
No.
You know, it'll never be all of us. So it's cool to keep an open mind, and but at the same time, like you said, you're 20, jump into it, touch everything, learn from it. So you're not in, like, it's a whole different world. Say you don't have to feed nobody.
No.
Had to feed those two little monsters upstairs. So
I'm alone. I just gotta
I'm alone.
Figure out a way.
Can you insert sad music here? I'm
alone.
Anything you want to plug before leaving us, Alex? If people want to see your stream, where can they see it?
I guess from Twitch. I've said it last time, I think. From Twitch you can find everything else.
Yeah.
So
Exla.
Yeah, Twitch, Exla, EXLA. And if some of you guys even know what that is, I mean, hopefully some of you guys that watch me on Twitch are here right now. And
yeah,
If you guys made it till the end,
comment. That's usually a big thing.
No, you got to test. And you just say, what could they say in the comments if they've made it to the end?
Oh.
You know, you tell them to say like a secret phrase and be like, what the hell? Like,
strawberries are delicious.
Is this half the people don't know how to write strawberries, so they won't do it.
Okay.
How about berries are delicious? You're good with that?
Sure, berries are delicious.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. We'll see if some people made it till the end of the video and made it till this point. And then if those are some true supporters.
Well, and you know, thinking about like, it's just some people watch 12-hour stream. I'm like, they can watch an hour of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's if people
and
care.
And people out there who are Alex's fan, the reason I butchered the English language for an hour, it's for you guys. It's not for me. It's not for Jeff. It's for you guys, because we love you. We wanted to do this for Alex, and I'm happy to do it. And it's I think it's a good
platform.
If people want to know you and because listen to this.
Yeah.
And they'll learn to know where you're at now and what's to come for Alex in 2020.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's like technically what I do are monologue podcasts like every day.
Well, that's the thing.
So like with you guys, it's like a conversation.
Yeah.
It's fun to at least be able to, I don't know, you know,
it's different.
Speak to others.
So it's fun to have friends.
It's fun to have people to speak. So yeah. Twitch, twitch.tv/Exla, that's like where you can go. I think I have like one of my friend, like one guy reached out to me and was like, yo, by the way, I made like a simple link, like ttv.exla is now a link that brings me to Twitch. Like just that, like he made it like a certain link. So it's kind of cool. I don't
TTV?
Know. Just literally like https://ttv.exla or something.
We'll put it in a bio and if people
or
want
whatever.
To. Yeah.
Just we'll put it somewhere.
We'll put it somewhere so people can just a click away from Alex. A whole lot of goodies from Alex.
Yeah.
Jeff, if people want to follow us or follow the podcast, which
berries
is mostly French.
Are delicious.
Berries are delicious. No, it's Ça reste dans la cave. All the links are going to be in the description. It's Doucette Jeff on Instagram, and then me, it's Fred_guitar. And if you want to follow and see what's up, that's where we're at.
That's where we are.
All right, Alex, a pleasure as always.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Jeff has to go.
Yeah, I have to go.
He has to work.
Sorry.
Because this is a side gig. So have a good one. You guys take care. World peace.
See you guys.